April 28th, Psalm 51.
To the choir master, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone in to Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned, and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words, and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, you delight in truth in the inward being, and you teach me wisdom in the secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have broken rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth will declare your praise. For you will not delight in sacrifice, or I would give it. You will not be pleased with a burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, you will not despise. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then will you delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar.
Sexual Sin and the Mercy of God, Douglas Sean O'Donnell. What man doesn't struggle with sexual sin? Thankfully, the Bible gives us many realistic heroes, saints yet sinners, who fell into the muck of sin and were graciously cleaned up by God. The background of Psalm 51 is David's adultery with Bathsheba. Until David was confronted by the prophet Nathan, he was blind to his sin. It's amazing. He committed adultery, Bathsheba got pregnant, and then David had her husband Uriah killed. I don't know what sexual struggles you have had this week, but hopefully your sin, and your blindness to it, haven't reached David's depths of darkness. Whatever darkness we have in the area of sexual impurity, Psalm 51 guides us to the light. We can join David in acknowledging and confessing sin. I know my transgressions, verse 3. Against you have I sinned, verse 4. We can join him in pleading with God for forgiveness. Have mercy on me, verse 1. Cleanse me from my sin, verse 2. Wash me, verse 7. Hide your face from my sins, verse 9. Deliver me, verse 14. We can join him in asking for restoration. Create in me a clean heart, verse 10. Cast me not away from your presence, verse 11. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, verse 12. And we can take those three steps not only for the sake of the spread of the gospel, then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will return to you, but also for the glory of God. My tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness. My mouth will declare your praise, verses 14 to 15. Jesus came for sinners. Jesus died for sinners. Jesus lives to say to sinners, your sins are forgiven, go in peace. Luke chapter 7, verses 48 and 50.
Jesus is God's authorized agent to pronounce forgiveness and to bring restoration. He is the Savior who cancels all our debts, past sins, awful sins, seemingly unforgivable sins. He alone can wash and cleanse us from sin. So call out to Him today, "Have mercy on me, cleanse me from my sin." Psalm 51, verses 1-2.